If you accomplish something good with hard work, the labor passes quickly, but the good endures. There is a point where constant effort stops being enough, when you realize discipline must become identity. The world is louder than ever, filled with endless demands for attention, validation, and reaction. But strength does not come from answering the noise. It comes from silence, from the decision to withdraw your energy from everything that weakens you and direct it entirely toward yourself. The moment you stop explaining, stop chasing, stop needing to be seen, your power begins to consolidate. Focus becomes a weapon. And when you learn to use it, nothing external can move you. People waste years trying to control the world around them, never realizing that mastery begins by mastering self. The Stoic does not chase control. They build it from the inside. Through endurance, repetition, and restraint, they form a mind that no longer collapses under pressure. While others break under emotion, they remain composed. While others seek approval, they act from principle. This is what it means to be relentless, to continue when comfort ends, to persist without applause, and to become so centered that chaos loses access to you. There comes a stage where calm itself becomes strength. It is no longer about winning arguments or forcing outcomes. It is about carrying such self-command that the world adjusts around your stillness. The disciplined person does not speak of change. They embody it. Their silence has gravity. Their presence carries the weight of order. And in that moment, you understand. Power is not in reaction. It is in restraint. The Stoic who focuses on themselves becomes untouchable, not by dominance, but by direction. They have learned to move the world by mastering their own mind. The disciplined life begins where distraction ends. A person who learns to narrow their attention, to silence noise, and to direct energy inward becomes unrecognizable to those still moved by impulse. The modern world scatters focus in a thousand directions. The Stoic path gathers it back into one. Relentlessness is not aggression. It is the art of continuity, the refusal to fragment attention, and the decision to live from center rather than circumference. Every act of focus is an act of resistance. Each time the mind returns to its task, instead of wandering toward comparison or irritation, it strengthens its internal order. The average person leaks energy through reaction. The disciplined person consolidates it through restraint. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." That realization is the foundation of self-direction. To focus on yourself is not isolation, it is reclamation. It means detaching from the illusions that pull the mind outward, the opinions of others, the constant need to display progress, the anxiety of being unseen. The one who focuses inward learns to construct peace without permission. They no longer negotiate their worth with the external world. Their stability comes from conduct, not applause. Relentless focus turns time into an ally, every hour directed toward improvement compounds. The undisciplined drift between moods, chasing stimulation that fades. The self-directed convert repetition into power. They understand that progress is not emotional, it is procedural. A mind governed by reason does not depend on inspiration, it depends on structure. There is no need to announce transformation. The world will feel it through conduct. Energy held, thoughts refined, responses measured. These become signals of an internal empire forming. Seneca reminded that he who is everywhere is nowhere. To grow strong, a person must be somewhere, grounded, present, oriented toward the task that defines their next evolution. Discipline hardens in silence. It grows in the hours when no one watches, in the restraint that goes unseen. The disciplined mind begins to find calm in repetition. What once felt like monotony becomes meditation. The Stoic recognizes that focus is not confinement, it is freedom from chaos. Through the narrowing of attention, the horizon of control expands. Relentlessness is not speed, it is durability. It is the ability to stay in motion long after emotion has faded. When fatigue sets in, the disciplined person does not retreat, they recalibrate. They understand that consistency is stronger than intensity. A mind trained on reason moves through difficulty as through fog, aware that light remains beyond sight. To focus on yourself requires detachment from constant validation. The modern mind seeks proof of progress from others. The Stoic mind measures it by the distance between reaction and response. To be self-governing means to let the external world move without taking you with it. Epictetus wrote that things themselves are not disturbing. It is our opinions about them. Relentlessness begins when judgment becomes your own. The world praises noise. The Stoic values silence. Noise distracts, demands, and drains. Silence gathers, observes, and strengthens. In silence, the mind sharpens. The one who lives quietly accumulates unseen power. They no longer need to be understood. They need to be effective. The less they explain, the more their actions clarify. Every distraction is an invitation to weakness. The disciplined decline politely. They protect their time like a warrior guards territory. They understand that attention is the currency of life. To spend it on trivial things is to impoverish the soul. To invest it in order, clarity, and self-mastery is to build unshakable wealth. Relentless focus is the weapon against mediocrity. When others scatter effort across multiple ambitions, the Stoic consolidates power into one direction. Excellence is rarely loud. It is built through repetition so disciplined that it becomes invisible. The reward for this kind of focus is not recognition, it is transformation. The mind grows sharper as it learns to exclude. Each exclusion is a statement of value. To say no is to say yes to purpose. Those who cannot refuse distraction cannot claim direction. To focus on yourself is to become selective, with people, with habits, with input. The Stoic trims away excess until only essentials remain. There is a calm form of relentlessness that does not shout or strain. It operates with clean intent. It is the movement of someone who knows what they are doing and why they are doing it. Their confidence comes from repetition, not emotion. Their direction is built from principle, not trend. The disciplined person understands that solitude is not absence, it is preparation. Time alone is where one's standards are recalibrated. It is where the noise of society fades and personal truth becomes audible. To focus on yourself is to spend time in honest observation of your own conduct. Weakness hides in distraction, strength emerges in reflection. Relentless self-focus strips away dependency. The person who once needed motivation begins to act from identity. Their actions are no longer fueled by external reward, but by internal necessity. They move with precision because disorder now feels foreign. Their self-control becomes instinct. A person becomes unstoppable when their sense of direction is independent from circumstance. They can work in silence, endure failure without collapse, and sustain effort without supervision. The world cannot manage someone who no longer reacts to it. Stoic focus turns adversity into practice. Each obstacle becomes another opportunity to verify principle. The disciplined mind does not rush results. It perfects repetition. Growth is not a leap. It is the accumulation of steady action. The relentless person accepts this rhythm without resistance. They understand that each day is a small rehearsal of mastery. Patience becomes a weapon. Consistency becomes a shield. To focus on yourself means to protect your peace from the chaos of comparison. Comparison destroys gratitude and inflates ego. The Stoic remains grounded by measuring against their own standard. Each day becomes a personal audit. Was I governed by reason? Did I act with virtue? Did I waste energy on things beyond control? Through these questions, life regains order. The world rewards distraction with applause, but discipline is rewarded with peace. Peace is the quiet confidence of knowing that your life moves under your control. It does not require witnesses. The calm that follows self-mastery is worth more than any external validation. It is the final proof that your focus has become your fortress. Relentlessness requires temperance. Without restraint, ambition turns chaotic. The Stoic does not burn energy recklessly, they channel it. They know when to advance and when to hold position. Their strength lies in conservation, not explosion. This balance keeps the mind sharp and the purpose unbroken. To be relentless is to be unmoved by the trivial. Emotional control becomes armor. When insulted, they respond with calm. When praised, they remain even. When confronted with loss, they focus on conduct. The Stoic is unshaken because their foundation is internal. External turbulence cannot reach a mind built on discipline. The relentless person builds systems that outlast emotion. They rely on schedule, habit, and principle. When motivation disappears, the system remains. The same effort is repeated whether they feel like it or not. This is where power accumulates, in constancy. Routine becomes a quiet expression of faith in reason. Self-focus requires the removal of noise from life. The disciplined simplify their environment. Their workspace reflects clarity. Their relationships align with values. Their habits support endurance. This alignment transforms focus into peace. Simplicity becomes strength. The relentless do not wait for inspiration. They move by intention. They know that discipline produces clarity, and clarity produces progress. Action sustains motivation, not the reverse. Each small step verifies identity. Progress is a byproduct of persistence. Focus sharpens character. Every decision to remain centered refines judgment. The person who can control their attention can control their destiny. External success becomes predictable once internal order is established. The Stoic sees through the illusion of chance. What others call luck is simply structure meeting opportunity. Relentlessness teaches emotional neutrality. To act with calm precision regardless of mood is the sign of maturity. Feelings lose their authority. The mind leads. Energy once wasted on reaction becomes available for construction. The disciplined mind converts emotion into direction. To focus on yourself is to develop an unshakable sense of ownership. No blame, no excuses, no dependence. The Stoic accepts responsibility for thought and action alike. This ownership gives clarity and removes confusion. Life becomes simpler when you no longer outsource your stability. Every day lived with order strengthens identity. Repetition builds recognition. You begin to trust yourself because conduct becomes consistent. The divided mind cannot be trusted. The focused mind becomes reliable. Self-trust is the foundation of confidence. Relentless focus removes the need for performance. You no longer act for appearance, you act for alignment. This creates authenticity, a rare form of power. People sense integrity without explanation. Your presence begins to communicate discipline more clearly than words. To be relentless means to sustain motion through difficulty. Fatigue becomes a teacher, discomfort becomes feedback, solitude becomes fuel. The Stoic understands that life tests conviction daily. To remain consistent through those tests is victory itself. Endurance is the highest proof of belief. Each day presents two paths, reaction or reason. The reactive live by emotion, scattered and exhausted. The reasonable live by principle, steady and composed. The disciplined person makes this choice deliberately. They choose reason, and their life reflects the order of that decision. Relentlessness matures into serenity. When focus becomes nature, peace replaces struggle. The mind no longer battles itself. Every action feels deliberate, every response measured. This is the stoic reward, calm power, silent influence, composure that commands without force. To focus on yourself is to understand that mastery begins within. No strategy, no mentor, no system can replace self-command. The external world reflects internal architecture. Build order inside, and chaos outside loses power. The Stoic builds first in thought, then in action, then in presence. Be relentless, but quiet. Be strong, but calm. Be focused, but patient. These are not contradictions, they are harmonies of the disciplined life. The one who practices them carries an unspoken authority. Their presence is simple, grounded, and immovable. They do not chase control, they embody it. Self-focus becomes sacred when practiced with virtue. It is not selfishness, it is stewardship. The mind, when cultivated, becomes a temple of clarity. The body becomes a vessel of strength. The spirit becomes a compass of direction. Through this alignment, the person becomes whole. To live with relentless focus is to rise above noise without despising it. To remain among others without absorbing their chaos. To stay human but unconfused by emotion. The Stoic achieves this balance through continual self-observation. Awareness sharpens conduct. Conduct shapes destiny. The disciplined life ends where distraction begins. Each moment of awareness is an act of strength. Each refusal to react is a declaration of order. To focus on yourself is to declare independence from the chaos of the world. It is to move with reason as guide, virtue as guard, and calm as proof that mastery has begun. Endurance is the quiet test that refines all discipline. It is not the loud struggle of ambition, but the steady continuation of conduct under pressure. The Stoic understands that true transformation does not come from comfort. It emerges from repetition, from the days when the will is tired, but still moves with precision. This constancy reshapes character more deeply than inspiration ever could. The mind that endures learns to operate without indulgence. It stops negotiating with emotion. It accepts fatigue, boredom, and strain as neutral conditions, neither obstacles nor enemies. When life becomes difficult, the disciplined person does not question purpose. They continue because they have decided to. The action itself is the principle. Through repetition, the soul becomes tempered. Each act of persistence is a strike of the hammer upon the inner metal. Weakness breaks where strength learns to bend. Endurance is flexibility with direction. It teaches the disciplined mind to move through resistance without losing shape. The external world loses its ability to disrupt what has become internal law. There is a purity in repetition that removes confusion. When the same effort is repeated daily, distractions dissolve. The person no longer wonders if progress is happening. They live within the process itself. The Stoic finds meaning in execution, not excitement. Each act becomes a reaffirmation of principle. The self reforms through constancy. Detachment is not coldness, it is clarity. It is the ability to see the movement of life without entanglement. The Stoic does not suppress emotion. They structure it. They feel, but they are not carried by what they feel. Endurance demands this precision of perception. The person who cannot detach from impulse will never hold direction through adversity. Every hardship introduces the opportunity to verify control. When the body resists, the mind observes. When the mind wavers, reason intervenes. This dialogue between weakness and will is where mastery begins. The Stoic sees endurance as an education, each test refining the art of self-governance. Difficulty is the curriculum of discipline. To endure is to resist the demand for novelty. Modern culture glorifies change and stimulation. The Stoic glorifies steadiness. Progress is rarely visible. It occurs beneath perception, in the quiet reordering of thought and the silent correction of response. Each repetition forms a thread in the structure of permanence. Detachment amplifies endurance. When a person stops needing results to justify effort, they become limitless. Their satisfaction moves from outcome to conduct. They work with the same strength, whether seen or unseen, rewarded or ignored. This constancy creates a type of peace that no success can improve and no failure can diminish. Repetition builds identity. Every consistent act writes a sentence into the story of character. Through repetition, action becomes nature. The Stoic trains until virtue feels instinctive. What was once effort becomes expression. The mind no longer wrestles with discipline, because discipline has become the mind's foundation. Endurance is the strength to remain aligned during friction. It is not defiance for its own sake. It is acceptance without collapse. The Stoic sees difficulty as neutral material, raw stone to be shaped by reason. Each challenge reveals whether philosophy is lived or merely spoken. In this way, adversity becomes the forge of truth. Detachment sharpens perception. When emotion withdraws, clarity expands. The person no longer reacts to circumstances, they respond to reality. This difference transforms fate from burden to instrument. The Stoic does not seek control over the world, only command over interpretation. Endurance and detachment together create freedom within confinement. Through repetition, the disciplined become predictable only to themselves. The world cannot anticipate their limits because they do not operate on mood. Their endurance confuses the emotional and intimidates the impulsive. They move through storms with identical calm. This is not indifference, it is mastery expressed as steadiness. There is a serenity hidden within fatigue. The body weakens, the emotions fluctuate, yet the will continues. This separation between exhaustion and decision marks the birth of sovereignty. The Stoic does not mistake tiredness for failure. They see endurance as sacred labor, the daily offering that keeps the mind anchored in principle. Repetition removes illusion. It strips away the expectation of ease. It reveals what truly governs a person, comfort or conviction. The one who persists when no reward is visible becomes unrecognizable. They transcend preference and emotion, entering a state of continuous execution. In this state, transformation is inevitable. Detachment refines endurance into elegance. The person no longer resists difficulty with frustration. They observe it with precision. Each hardship becomes data. Each delay becomes proof of patience. This calm attention allows them to correct without judgment and advance without anxiety. Discipline becomes a living rhythm. Endurance matures into grace when it no longer depends on resistance. The Stoic learns to move through pain as through wind, aware, unshaken, unchanged. They do not seek suffering, but when it arrives, they use it. Pain becomes participation in the process of refinement. To endure well is to cooperate with growth. The disciplined understand that repetition creates internal architecture. Each cycle strengthens foundation. The outer results may appear delayed, but the inner transformation accumulates quietly. Strength does not announce itself. It reveals itself through stability. The one who endures becomes their own evidence. Detachment gives endurance direction. Without clarity, persistence can decay into stagnation. The Stoic endures with intent, guided by virtue and reason. They do not remain in difficulty out of pride, but to refine capacity. Detachment ensures that endurance serves purpose rather than ego. It turns hardship into a workshop of refinement. To endure without bitterness is mastery. The mind that accepts discomfort without resentment becomes indestructible. Bitterness feeds fatigue. Acceptance restores strength. The Stoic trains this acceptance through daily conduct. They interpret inconvenience as training and repetition as practice for immortality of character. Endurance teaches the art of composure under continuity. The person learns to carry stillness into movement, to remain centered while the world shifts. Repetition disciplines attention. Detachment preserves peace. Together they form the architecture of the unshakable life, a life guided by inner order rather than outer noise. Each act of endurance clarifies value. What survives repetition is essential. What resists order is discarded. Through this natural filtration, the Stoic becomes simple, efficient, and precise. Their strength is no longer about power, but purity. They do not need to prove focus. They embody it. To endure repetition without fatigue of spirit, one must connect duty with meaning. The Stoic sees purpose in the smallest task. Sweeping the floor, writing a line, lifting a weight, all are instruments of refinement. They understand that greatness is hidden in ordinary acts done consistently with excellence. Endurance removes dependency on mood. The disciplined act with the same precision in darkness as they do in light. Their consistency exposes the illusion of motivation. They move because reason commands it, not because feeling permits it. This detachment from emotions solidifies identity. There is peace in accepting repetition as life's rhythm. The Stoic understands that all mastery is cyclical. Effort returns, fatigue returns, clarity returns. To live well is to move through these cycles without resentment. Detachment keeps the cycles clean. Endurance gives them meaning. Every repetition is a dialogue with self. It asks, will you continue to act with order even when unseen? The one who answers yes transcends circumstance. They begin to live under a personal law of conduct. Their reliability becomes their power. People trust what is consistent, and consistency begins within. Detachment refines ambition into discipline. It redirects desire from outcome to precision. The person no longer needs victory. They need correctness. This transformation shifts their focus from noise to substance. Endurance, then, is no longer punishment. It is participation in the rhythm of progress. The Stoic endures emotion without being governed by it. Joy, sorrow, anger, and fear pass through awareness like weather through sky. The sky remains. Through this understanding, peace becomes continuous. Detachment is not denial. It is the preservation of direction through changing conditions. Endurance becomes sacred when connected to gratitude. To suffer well is to acknowledge the privilege of being tested. Each trial sharpens awareness, refines patience, and strengthens reason. The disciplined person thanks difficulty for the opportunity to verify virtue. Gratitude turns endurance into wisdom. Through repetition, the self becomes transparent to itself. Hidden tendencies are exposed. The mind sees where it resists order and corrects without judgment. This is the practice of inner observation, to watch the self with both discipline and compassion. Endurance deepens this awareness into mastery. Detachment liberates from extremes. Pleasure and pain lose their tyranny. The Stoic walks the narrow path between them with balance. They do not flee discomfort or chase delight. They remain within reason's boundary, where peace resides. This neutrality is not emptiness. It is power purified of impulse. Endurance transforms through humility. To persist daily without spectacle is to live in service of principle, not recognition. The disciplined find satisfaction in effort itself. They stop seeking permission to continue. They become self-authorizing, self-correcting, self-sustaining. This autonomy is the essence of freedom. Repetition creates rhythm. The person becomes synchronized with their own standards. Every act reinforces direction. When distraction attempts to intrude, the established rhythm repels it. Focus becomes automatic. This is how identity solidifies, not through declaration, but through repetition made sacred. Detachment teaches economy of energy. The Stoic learns to invest attention wisely, to conserve strength for what matters. Waste disappears, efficiency emerges. Through this refinement, life becomes lighter yet more precise. Endurance no longer feels heavy, it feels clean. To endure without need of witness is to achieve independence. The external world loses its ability to validate or diminish. The Stoic finds fulfillment in private excellence. Their peace does not depend on acknowledgement. They are seen most clearly in their absence of display. Repetition builds faith. Each day that conduct remains consistent reinforces belief in self-governance. Doubt loses grip when action remains unbroken. The Stoic does not argue for confidence. They act until confidence becomes truth. Endurance turns philosophy into evidence. Detachment ensures the purity of effort. It prevents attachment to identity as an achievement. The disciplined remain students, never idols of their own progress. This humility keeps endurance sustainable. The mind that learns remains alive. The ego that insists becomes brittle. Endurance, repetition, and detachment together form the triad of transformation. Through them, the Stoic transcends emotion, stabilizes thought, and anchors purpose. Their strength is not visible in expression, but in continuity. They have learned the secret of mastery, to remain steady while life accelerates around them. The one who endures with awareness becomes unbreakable. Their peace is earned. Their calm is forged. Their detachment is chosen. They no longer depend on circumstance for identity. In repetition, they have found rhythm. In endurance, they have found strength. In detachment, they have found freedom. Fatigue is the moment when philosophy reveals its true purpose. When the mind is clear and the body strong, reason is easy to maintain. It is when energy fades and motivation collapses that principle must take command. The Stoic does not seek to avoid exhaustion. They use it as a test of order. Fatigue strips away performance, leaving only truth. Who commands the self when comfort withdraws? To master fatigue, one must first understand it. Fatigue is not only physical depletion, but mental resistance to continued effort. It is the mind's rebellion against repetition. The disciplined person does not negotiate with it. They continue as they would if strength were full. Each act of endurance during exhaustion is worth more than 100 actions done in ease. The Stoic's power lies in detachment from condition. Whether energized or drained, they act from principle, not feeling. Fatigue becomes another variable in the environment, observed, accepted, and integrated. By refusing to define themselves by energy levels, they develop a rare constancy. They move through fluctuation with precision. Emotional neutrality is born from this constancy. The one who can act through fatigue learns to act through emotion, joy and anger, confidence and doubt, excitement and apathy all become weather patterns across a steady landscape. The Stoic does not suppress emotion, they contain it within reason. The emotions move, but the person remains. Calm persistence is the highest form of strength. It is the absence of reaction combined with the presence of will. The Stoic continues through the full spectrum of conditions, success, failure, approval, neglect. They understand that endurance is not about surviving hardship, but about maintaining order regardless of it. Fatigue exposes dependency. Those who act only when inspired depend on emotion. Those who act only when supported depend on validation. The Stoic depends on nothing. Their motion arises from identity, not stimulus. When all external aids are gone, they continue because they have decided to remain consistent. That decision is their discipline. Each encounter with exhaustion is an invitation to refinement. The body weakens, but the will sharpens. When the legs tremble, the mind must stabilize. When attention falters, reason must tighten. Every repetition under fatigue strengthens structure. The Stoic welcomes this state as a field of practice. Neutrality is not apathy. It is the precision to act without emotional interference. It is to see clearly while others are clouded by feeling. This stillness in motion gives rise to authority. People trust those who remain calm in chaos. The Stoic earns this trust not through posture, but through consistency under pressure. Persistence without calm becomes aggression. Calm without persistence becomes stagnation. Their balance creates endurance that can sustain decades. The Stoic's composure does not come from comfort, but from confrontation with discomfort. They meet fatigue often enough to make peace with it. The unfamiliar becomes familiar, and familiarity breeds mastery. Fatigue humbles ambition. It removes illusion. In exhaustion, the self that acts for appearance disappears. The Stoic continues without audience, stripped of performance. This solitude of effort refines character into essence. The disciplined person ceases to perform virtue. They embody it. Emotional neutrality frees the mind from the cycle of reaction. The one who maintains equanimity gains time. The space between stimulus and response expands. Within that space lies control. Fatigue shortens this distance for most, but the Stoic stretches it again through awareness. They remain deliberate when others collapse into impulse. Calm persistence is the signature of mastery. It manifests in tone, motion, and gaze. Every movement is efficient, nothing wasted. The disciplined person acts without strain, without complaint, without the need for recognition. Their calmness is not softness, it is containment of immense force. Fatigue to the Stoic is the gateway to composure. When the body reaches its limit, attention must deepen. The external falters, the internal awakens. In this state, awareness becomes pure. The senses sharpen. Unnecessary thoughts fall away. Fatigue becomes meditation under duress. To master emotion under exhaustion is to become untouchable. The Stoic learns to separate self from sensation. Pain, frustration, or weariness appear as temporary guests, not rulers. The disciplined person greets them and continues. This detachment is not denial. It is sovereignty over response. Calm persistence has rhythm. The Stoic structures effort like breathing, steady, measured, enduring. They never sprint toward goals. They walk with purpose. Their progress is invisible to those who look for drama. Yet months later, their constancy has moved mountains, while others still oscillate between effort and retreat. When fatigue arrives, the untrained mind reacts with complaint. The trained mind responds with posture. It adjusts, slows if necessary, but does not stop. This refinement allows the Stoic to maintain dignity through hardship. There is beauty in composure sustained beyond comfort. Emotional neutrality requires continuous observation. The Stoic watches emotion like a scientist observing weather. They record without identification. Joy, anger, or despair arise, peak, and dissolve. In this observation, freedom is discovered. The self becomes distinct from feeling. Fatigue trains humility. It reminds the disciplined that control is never total. The body weakens. The will must adapt. This awareness keeps pride from corrupting progress. The Stoic remains firm but never arrogant. They know endurance requires respect for limitation as much as defiance of it. Calm persistence transforms endurance into grace. To act without visible strain, to continue without noise, this is elegance in discipline. The Stoic moves through difficulty with the same precision as through ease. This symmetry reveals mastery, a steady hand regardless of terrain. Fatigue clarifies purpose. When energy fades, only genuine motives remain. The one who acts for approval stops. The one who acts for alignment continues. This is how endurance filters authenticity. The Stoic learns that true motivation is principle. It does not depend on circumstance. Neutrality makes the mind a mirror. It reflects truth without distortion. In this state, feedback becomes valuable, not personal. The disciplined learn quickly because they do not defend ego. Fatigue then becomes teacher rather than adversary. Each weakness revealed is an opportunity for refinement. Calm persistence is a declaration of self-command. It says, "I will not be governed by emotion, energy, or outcome." The Stoic holds this as silent creed. Their life becomes predictable in direction, unpredictable in endurance. They cannot be measured by speed, only by continuity. The mastery over fatigue extends to the mastery over time. The Stoic no longer feels rushed or delayed. They operate within the present, executing the necessary task without anxiety. Fatigue loses its emotional weight when time loses urgency. Each moment becomes sufficient for one disciplined act. Emotional neutrality strengthens compassion. Detached from self-absorption, the Stoic can observe others without projection. Their calm becomes a refuge for the chaotic. People draw steadiness from their presence. Influence replaces explanation. Fatigue refines attention. As strength fades, awareness must intensify. The disciplined notice details, breath, motion, alignment, that the restless ignore. This precision under pressure carries into all aspects of life. Small corrections prevent collapse. Awareness becomes armor. Calm persistence does not fear failure. The Stoic understands that outcomes fluctuate. Their commitment is to effort, not result. Fatigue, failure, and delay are all accepted conditions within the process. By accepting them, they neutralize them. Resistance vanishes, leaving motion pure. To master emotion is to create inner silence. Thoughts no longer compete for dominance. Energy no longer scatters toward reaction. The mind becomes a still surface reflecting truth clearly. Fatigue cannot disturb this stillness. It only tests its depth. Endurance without calm breeds exhaustion. Calm without endurance breeds comfort. The Stoic fuses both into balance, unyielding in action, untroubled in mind. They carry serenity into movement and movement into serenity. Fatigue bends before this harmony. Emotional neutrality reveals strength through stillness. The disciplined appear gentle, yet they carry force that requires no display. The loud are ruled by reaction, the quiet by reason. The Stoic's stillness is not passivity but control compressed into calm. Fatigue teaches detachment from expectation. The body cannot always perform as desired, yet the will remains free. When outcomes falter, the Stoic adjusts method, not principle. This adaptability transforms endurance from rigidity into wisdom. Calm persistence outlasts chaos. The disciplined maintain routine even when structure collapses around them. Their stability creates gravity. People orient to their steadiness instinctively. This silent leadership emerges without ambition. Authority grows from reliability. The Stoic does not romanticize struggle. They refine through it. Fatigue is not glorified. It is understood. It is part of the cycle that produces depth. To continue when others rest is not pride. It is precision in commitment. Neutrality guards against despair. The one who does not cling to outcome cannot be broken by loss. Fatigue of body does not equal defeat of mind. The Stoic measures success by consistency, not comfort. Their peace remains even when energy disappears. To master fatigue, one must respect rhythm. The disciplined know when to work and when to recover. Rest is not indulgence, but preparation. The Stoic rests deliberately with awareness, preserving equilibrium. Their stillness regenerates strength without surrendering structure. Calm persistence matures into quiet dominance. The person who continues without agitation gains control over environment. Chaos exhausts itself against their stability. They become immovable, not through defiance, but through equilibrium. This is the final stage of mastery. Serenity as power. Fatigue, emotion, persistence. These are the three mirrors of the disciplined mind. Each reflects the degree of inner order. The Stoic who faces them without retreat becomes whole. They live with the certainty of one who cannot be dislodged. Their calm becomes their command, and their persistence becomes eternal motion. Dominion begins where reaction ends. The one who has mastered self no longer needs to prove mastery. Their calm carries authority greater than force. Influence arises naturally from composure. When emotion no longer governs behavior, presence itself becomes instruction. The Stoic who reaches dominion does not seek control over others. They refine control over self so completely that others align without command. This is silent influence, leadership by gravity, power that does not announce itself, yet bends circumstances through steadiness. The disciplined life becomes the axis around which disorder organizes. Calm dominion is a form of still motion. The person acts without strain, decides without doubt, and withdraws without resentment. They do not react to provocation because provocation no longer reaches their depth. Like the ocean, they absorb impact without losing clarity. Such composure becomes magnetic. Those adrift find direction near it. Silent influence is built on credibility, and credibility is built on consistency. The Stoic who lives by principle radiates reliability. They do not speak of integrity. They display it through alignment of thought, word, and action. The world begins to trust what they never advertise. Stability, to command without demand, is the mark of advanced self-mastery. The Stoic leads not through intensity, but through certainty. People follow calmness instinctively. It signals control of chaos. In the presence of one who does not waver, others begin to regulate themselves. This is leadership through example elevated to art. Calm dominion grows from the soil of humility. The Stoic does not dominate to assert superiority, but to maintain order within and around. Their influence serves equilibrium, not ego. Because they have subdued vanity, their power feels natural, not oppressive. True dominion carries no tension. It flows like quiet authority. The disciplined no longer chase validation. Recognition loses importance when conduct has become purpose. Their peace communicates more than ambition ever could. When a person governs themselves completely, they emit the stillness of completion. This silent signal reshapes the atmosphere of every room they enter. Self-mastery matures into dominion when control becomes effortless. The Stoic has practiced awareness so deeply that reaction has been replaced by reason. They no longer choose composure, they are composure. Their calm is not an act, but an identity. People sense this depth instinctively. It cannot be imitated. The one who moves with inner order alters disorder simply by presence. In the midst of conflict, they remain unshaken. In the noise of argument, their silence becomes command. Others adjust tone and pace without conscious intent. This is the unspoken law of composure. Chaos yields to stillness. Dominion over self extends to dominion over environment. The Stoic maintains clarity in places that consume others. Their centeredness influences decisions, relationships, and outcomes. Because they cannot be provoked, they cannot be manipulated. This invulnerability grants real freedom. Silent influence does not persuade, it demonstrates. It is the authority of alignment. The disciplined person does not debate the undisciplined. They embody what the other seeks. Their control exposes confusion without confrontation. Through this quiet contrast, transformation begins in those who observe. The Stoic does not need to dominate conversation or space. Their restraint speaks louder than assertion. They listen with full attention, respond with precision, and withdraw with elegance. This control over timing amplifies impact. Their few words carry weight because silence surrounds them. Calm dominion manifests through composure under scrutiny. When challenged, they remain measured. When misunderstood, they clarify through conduct. When opposed, they remain strategic, never emotional. The result is power that grows through patience. The undisciplined exhaust themselves, the Stoic endures. To influence silently, one must master perception. The Stoic observes details others miss: tone, expression, movement, rhythm. This heightened awareness allows subtle direction. They do not force outcomes, they guide them. Through clarity of mind, they shape the flow without resistance. Dominion requires detachment from recognition. The disciplined are content to move unseen while their effect expands. They understand that influence measured by visibility is fragile. Enduring impact grows in silence. The Stoic trusts the unseen accumulation of consequence. Calmness has texture. It carries strength beneath surface. The Stoic's composure is not emptiness, but order condensed. Those near it feel relief, as if entering stability. This is the natural outcome of internal architecture so strong it steadies others. Authority through atmosphere. Silent influence emerges through restraint in conflict. The disciplined do not compete for dominance. They demonstrate control by not needing to. Each refusal to react increases credibility. The aggressor loses strength. The calm gains it. In this exchange, the power dynamic reverses without words. Dominion over thought creates dominion over outcome. The Stoic understands that events pass through interpretation. Control interpretation and destiny follows. This control is not rigid but adaptive, the ability to choose meaning rather than absorb it. Those who master perception master fate. The highest influence is invisible. The Stoic does not force change. They become the condition that requires it. Their integrity alters expectation. Their calm redefines normal. People adjust to them as water shapes to stone. This is quiet revolution. Calm dominion is self-mastery matured into presence. Every movement, every silence, every glance carries purpose. The disciplined person wastes no gesture. Their simplicity becomes elegance. their restraint becomes power. In their quiet, others hear direction. Those who live by impulse feel constrained by such stillness. They mistake calm for passivity. Yet calm is the highest activity. It is control in motion. The Stoic moves less but achieves more because each action is deliberate. Precision replaces haste, focus replaces intensity, silent influence reshapes relationships. The disciplined no longer chase validation or permission. They no longer seek to convince. They live aligned, and alignment attracts its own allies. What does not match their order falls away naturally. Influence refines environment through consistency. Dominion manifests most clearly in crisis. When panic consumes others, the Stoic remains composed. They see structure amid chaos, cause amid emotion. Their calm becomes leadership. Decisions made from stillness carry clarity that urgency cannot produce. The person of calm dominion speaks seldom but decisively. Each word lands with authority because it emerges from silence, not noise. Their communication carries the rhythm of thought, not impulse. This economy of language multiplies impact. The world listens when excess is absent. The disciplined carry an aura of sufficiency. They do not need to impress or defend. Their existence validates itself through consistency. This absence of need creates space. Others relax near certainty. Influence through stability is subtler than charisma, but far more enduring. Dominion over self transforms ambition into service. The Stoic's strength becomes structure for others. They maintain order that others depend on. Their leadership is maintenance, not display. They elevate by stabilizing. This influence endures because it does not depend on approval. Silent influence is the art of directed restraint. To know when not to act, when not to speak, when not to pursue, these define mastery. The Stoic acts only when reason calls. Every refusal becomes affirmation of control. Each pause holds the weight of decision. Calm dominion transcends reputation. The disciplined are unconcerned with what others imagine. They measure success by inner order, not perception. Freedom from image allows genuine strength to grow. Their influence lasts because it is not curated, it is lived. To reach dominion, the Stoic abandons performance. They no longer display virtue, they express it through existence. Others sense integrity without being told. This is influence beyond persuasion. It is resonance. The disciplined emit clarity that organizes the confused. Dominion is not isolation from the world, but elevation within it. The Stoic remains among people yet above disorder. Their stillness is not distance, but presence purified of reaction. They participate fully while remaining internally untouched. This is motion within peace. The disciplined person governs energy as a ruler governs territory. Every emotion, thought, and impulse is managed under law. Their inner world operates as a city of order, reason its counsel, virtue its guard. The result is power without turbulence. Silent influence extends beyond the personal. The Stoic shapes culture through example. Their standards raise the baseline of conduct in those around them. People begin to imitate structure unconsciously. This is how civilizations are stabilized, by those whose presence anchors ethics. Dominion reaches its peak when effort disappears. The Stoic no longer tries to be composed. They simply are. Every situation finds them already prepared, because principle governs automatically. Their influence is continuous because their state is constant. This is the permanence of mastery. Calm dominion transforms leadership into stewardship. The disciplined see power as responsibility. They hold authority as guardianship of balance. Their rule is measured, their presence restorative. Their silence is not withdrawal, it is equilibrium maintained. The world seeks noise, but listens when it finds quiet strength. The Stoics' composure cuts through chaos more effectively than rhetoric. Their silence commands where words fail. They are not the loudest in the room. They are the still center of it. Dominion ends where reaction begins. The one who remains calm governs the moment. Through this mastery, influence becomes effortless and peace becomes contagious. The Stoic has no need to declare control. Their existence confirms it. They have learned the final art of power, to move the world without disturbance. Mastery completes itself in silence. After years of endurance, repetition, and self-command, the disciplined person no longer feels the weight of effort. Their way of being becomes natural order. Calm no longer needs to be summoned. It has become the baseline of existence. This is the silent completion of the Stoic path, the state where virtue has matured into nature. The person who once struggled to hold composure now carries it effortlessly. There is no longer a division between discipline and identity. The two have merged. To live rightly has become instinct. Their presence feels complete, as though nothing external could add or subtract from what already stands whole. Permanence in mastery is not a result of rigidity but balance. The Stoic remains flexible within structure, calm within motion, deliberate within change. Their adaptability ensures endurance without corruption. They can bend without breaking, yield without surrender. Their stillness moves through life like steady light, unchanging in essence, responsive in form. This is the peace that no circumstance can threaten. Fortune and misfortune lose their ability to define. Praise and blame pass by without echo. The disciplined person measures nothing by reaction. Their sense of worth has withdrawn from outcome and attached itself to conduct. Their peace is self-sustaining. The world often confuses peace with passivity. The Stoic knows the difference. True peace is not escape from challenge, but composure within it. It is the ability to remain stable in the presence of chaos. Their calm is not emptiness. It is readiness, a poised strength that requires no defense. The self has been purified through repetition. The unnecessary has been burned away. What remains is essential, thought aligned with reason, action aligned with purpose. The Stoic no longer performs discipline, they embody order. Their very gestures express restraint. Their silence communicates presence. Permanence emerges when effort dissolves into identity. At this stage, the disciplined no longer ask how to act. They act correctly by nature. The moral compass has fused with instinct. Their calm is no longer an achievement. It is a condition of being. They have become the philosophy they once studied. This transformation does not end in isolation. The Stoic returns to the world not to withdraw, but to influence. Their presence organizes without instruction. People sense integrity and adjust unconsciously. The disciplined lead not by command, but by example, not through force, but through consistency. They embody what others seek. The permanence of mastery is sustained by humility. Pride cannot survive awareness. The Stoic knows that all control is temporary, and all strength must be maintained through vigilance. This humility preserves grace. It keeps power clean. They remain grounded even as their influence expands. To reach such calm, the mind must have passed through every storm. Each struggle was necessary. Without fatigue, patience would be untested. Without solitude, reflection would remain shallow. Without adversity, virtue would stay theory. The disciplined person sees now that nothing was wasted. Every hardship contributed to the architecture of peace. Mastery becomes identity when reaction disappears from the vocabulary of the self. The person no longer defends, resists, or insists. They observe, decide, and act. This removal of excess motion creates a quality of timelessness. The disciplined seem to move slower than the world, yet accomplish more. Their stillness becomes efficiency. Peace at this level is not maintained, it is emitted. It radiates outward through tone, motion, and gaze. The Stoic's calm becomes environment. It steadies the anxious and quiets the reactive. In this way, mastery becomes service. The disciplined do not preach serenity, they generate it. The permanence of discipline is a form of quiet immortality. Actions done from order echo beyond the individual. Influence multiplies through example. Each act of restraint creates a model for others to follow. Legacy is no longer pursued. It becomes inevitable. The Stoic's life itself becomes a lesson. At the height of mastery, simplicity reigns. Complexity fades because it is unnecessary. The disciplined require few possessions, few words, few explanations. Their life is clean. Each choice is deliberate. Each movement carries purpose. They live in accordance with nature. Nothing excessive, nothing missing. Permanence in identity arises from the alignment of values and conduct. The Stoics' thoughts, speech, and behavior form one continuous line. There are no contradictions to resolve, no internal conflicts to manage. This coherence produces strength. Integrity is stability extended through time. The person of complete mastery no longer seeks progress as a goal. They live within it as a state. Progress has become maintenance, the steady upkeep of order. They refine without desperation, adjust without anxiety. Their peace is living discipline, renewed daily through small acts of alignment. The highest calm does not withdraw from life. It participates with awareness. The Stoic continues to face difficulty, but they meet it as an equal, not an opponent. Adversity becomes interaction, not interruption. Life ceases to feel like resistance. It becomes dialogue. Each moment reveals something about character. Self-mastery becomes silent dominion when attention governs instinct. The disciplined can feel emotion without distortion, see chaos without reaction, and hold power without arrogance. Their composure is not performance. It is the reflection of a perfectly ordered inner world. This harmony cannot be disturbed by anything external. At this level, purpose replaces desire. The Stoic no longer chases outcomes or avoids discomfort. They move according to principle, guided by the same internal compass through fortune or loss. This constancy produces authority. Others feel secure near those who cannot be swayed by impulse. The permanence of mastery is self-containment. The disciplined draw energy from within. They no longer depend on approval, emotion, or luck. This autonomy produces freedom, not the freedom of avoidance, but the freedom of control. Their will has become their world. The calm of mastery is active stillness. It observes everything and reacts to nothing until choice is necessary. The Stoic understands that restraint is action of the highest order. To remain unmoved when provoked, patient when delayed, and steady when uncertain. These are the movements of invisible strength. As identity solidifies, life simplifies. The disciplined no longer divide days into success or failure. Each day is practice. Each moment is opportunity. The same standards apply in peace or struggle. This uniformity of conduct creates stability across years. Time bends toward the consistent. In the closing state of mastery, the Stoic becomes both participant and observer of life. They act fully while remaining detached from outcome. Their calm allows them to see clearly, to choose wisely, and to endure gracefully. They no longer wish to escape the world. They aim to move through it rightly. Impermanence transforms mastery into serenity. The person who no longer reacts ceases to generate unnecessary conflict. Their energy becomes conservation, their attention becomes precision. They live as if guided by invisible law, because they are. The law is reason, perfected through repetition. The mature Stoic carries authority through stillness. They do not seek to inspire, they demonstrate stability. The power of their presence lies in absence of disorder. They command respect without effort, because they embody the outcome everyone seeks, inner peace without dependency. The final proof of mastery is composure in loss. To remain balanced when everything external changes confirms complete control. The Stoic accepts both gain and decline with the same grace. Their peace is portable. It travels with them through every circumstance. When mastery becomes nature, nothing feels forced. Each decision aligns with principle, each action reflects discipline. The self and its philosophy are indistinguishable. Virtue is no longer an aspiration. It is the air they breathe. Life flows without contradiction. The closing phase of the disciplined life is gratitude. Having conquered emotion and circumstance, the Stoic feels reverence for the order of existence. Every event, pleasant or painful, is understood as useful. Gratitude sustains humility and ensures endurance. It is the emotion of the enlightened. Mastery does not conclude with dominance, but with understanding. The Stoic realizes that control was never about power. It was about clarity. To see the world as it is, to act according to virtue, and to remain undisturbed by outcome, this is the summit of discipline. The permanence of calm is not fragile. It is built from years of confrontation with disorder. The Stoic's peace is tested, verified, and earned. It cannot be broken because it no longer depends on comfort. It stands on reason, and reason does not decay. From this stillness, influence continues quietly. The disciplined become examples of what is possible when a person governs self. Their families, communities, and students absorb structure through observation. The Stoic legacy is transmission through presence, teaching without speaking. Permanence ends in unity. The individual and the universal align. The disciplined feel at home in existence because they have harmonized with it. There is no longer a sense of resistance, only participation. They have learned to move with the flow of nature while remaining guided by reason. The closing posture of mastery is calm certainty. The Stoic no longer strives, they embody. No longer seek, they understand. No longer resist, they direct. Every movement expresses balance, every silence carries strength. Their life is the definition of order. Mastery is not an achievement, but a return to simplicity, to virtue, to clarity. It is the rediscovery of what has always been available, control of mind and alignment with nature. When this state is reached, there is nothing left to prove. The disciplined stand complete. The circle closes where it began, within the self. All transformation returns to awareness. The Stoic has become both still and strong, detached yet compassionate, calm yet unbreakable. Their presence no longer reacts to life, it conducts it. This is the permanent identity of mastery, the quiet dominion of the self that needs nothing beyond its own order.